It seems that New Yorkers would have paid close attention to last week's 9/11 hearings, glued to their TVs and radios, perhaps, to catch both days of testimony. But as WNYC's Andrea Bernstein discovered, some New Yorkers were too busy to notice, while others found the whole thing just too painful.
You can actually stand inside Ground Zero these days, via the temporary commuter train station that's been rebuilt here. You can look out at the foundations of the old World Trade Center, and on a warm early spring day, breathe in open air where 110-story towers once stood. But as for finding out why these towers were toppled, many commuters here say they haven't had a chance.
I was wondering if you watched any of the testimony.
I actually have been so busy I haven't had time.
I haven't seen any of it, just little bits of it here and there.
The hearings on Capitol Hill, I have no idea.
That's not to say no one is interested.
There's still some things that, you know, need to be investigated.
Marcelo Bronner, a stockbroker, says he watched some of the hearings and they left him with more questions than answers.
Who let them in the country? How it happened? Why it happened?
For many people here, of course, 9/11 was personal. The Borders bookstore on Broadway used to be in the World Trade Center. A lot of the customers here now once worked in the Twin Towers. Manager Melissa Glowski says they're walking right in to pick up her newest bestseller, Against All Enemies, written by former counterterrorism chief Richard Clark, the book that accuses the Bush administration of ignoring the al-Qaeda threat. Glowski says one group of readers got there first.
A lot of us worked at our store at the World Trade Center, so a lot of the employees are reading the book as well.
Public radio carried the 9/11 hearings live, and one caller, Mary from the Riverdale section of the Bronx, told WNYC talk show host Brian Lehrer she could not put her radio down.
Yesterday I left Riverdale with my radio in hand, expecting to be arrested, but listening to the hearings for 5 hours.
So tell me, what were you listening for?
Well, I'm a survivor. I mean, I worked in five worlds.
Oh.
I'm looking to find out what's been done since.
In a playground in an apartment complex just blocks from Ground Zero, Helene Negri is watching her 2.5-year-old grandson piling dirt in a sandbox. Unlike Mary from Riverdale, she had no particular yen to turn on the radio or TV.
For me, less inclined. I think people are more interested in blaming each other than in finding out what happened for the purpose of improving our safety.
Negri has lived here for 12 years, but she's moving now. Too much has changed since 9/11.
The police command posts, the barriers around the buildings, the bomb-sniffing dogs, the police and Coast Guard helicopters that go up and down are daily reminders.
It is perhaps this desire to turn away from the terrible events of 9/11 that is informing the public conversation about the hearings in Washington. Mayor Michael Bloomberg wasn't asked once about the hearings in his daily press conferences. By Wednesday, that's the day Richard Clark testified, only one local television station led with that story on its 11 o'clock newscast. Another one shows a different story. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, the New York Yankees' man of the moment, had been hit in the head with a ball. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.